In our daily conversations, the phrase, in a good way, pops up again and again. For us, approaching life and its challenges in a good way has rich significance. Among other things, living in a good way includes approaching any task, large or small, in beauty and harmony. You can see it in the everyday objects we create, pottery, blankets, baskets. These are infused with an artfulness that goes beyond simple utility. Many contemporary Native musicians have worked to incorporate this indigenous aesthetic into their art. The results can be beautiful and surprising.
This was the way of it. Let the story fires be lighted. Let our circle be strong and full of medicine. Hear me. This is my dream song that I'm singing for you. This is my power song that is taking me to the edge. This is rock medicine, the talking tree. The singing water. Listen, I am dancing underneath you.
Here's Nico Nguyen with Tribal Rhythms to tell us more.
Picture a buckskin bag decorated with colorful beadwork and filled with Native music of every kind. Know that within its container is one of the most powerful gifts human beings possess, the capacity to express humanity's essence with sound. At the base of Native sound is the wisdom of tradition, the beat of the past. In its depths can be found an infinite variety of the arts, fine and spoken, melodious and colorful. Explore an endless variety of possibilities, finally drawing out the fusion of jazz, rock, and Native American chants of Honga Chi Eda, Jim Pepper. Pepper's anthem, Wichitaito, was derived from a peyote healing song, a chant of his grandfather's. His grainy, soulful voice and heartfelt saxophone helped Jim Pepper create this crossover hit on both the jazz and top 40 radio charts in the early 70s. Soon, Pepper, a Kaw and Creek Indian, could be heard around the world.
Niki Niki Woshti Tai, Yo Hunga Chi Edda. Niki Niki Woshti Tai, Yo Hunga Chi Edda.
Songs like Coming and Going demonstrate Pepper's personal imprint, his artistic expression that won't allow itself to be tied down or defined. It is the reason his music is considered true art, especially in Europe, where it has received its widest acceptance. Pepper is a leading innovator, an artist whose music, in the words of his mother Floyd Pepper, comes from the earth and is joyfully flung to the four directions.
Hey, 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 hey.
Reaching into the musical bag of Native sounds once again, near the space where Jim Pepper rests, is a friend of his, Joy Harjo, of the Creek or Muscogee tribe. With her band, Poetic Justice, Harjo's rhythmic chanting and song is a fusion of poetry, music, politics, and spirituality. Elements of jazz, rock, blues, and reggae are woven throughout the album. The idea of survival and continuance is a central theme.
I release you, my beautiful and terrible fear. I release you. You are my beloved and hated twin. I release you with all the pain I would know at the death of my children. I release you. I release you. I release you. I release you. I give you back to the soldiers.
Nate is a survivor.
Watch your back if you're
rough gem in the musical bag of contemporary Native music. Relocated from the Navajo Reservation, this young Diné rap artist seeks to attract the attention of indigenous youth of the inner cities, to make them think.
An explosion on scene when you see TNT. The aftermath is when you all shell shocked. You know you can't stand a crossfire or atomic mushroom clouds as you blowing up your block, rocking the spot, rocking the top.
Nete, an ex-gangbanger, offers solace without profanity and with positive lyrics that don't degrade any race or sex. Without condoning the lifestyle, Nete asserts that he chooses to give a voice to his native brothers and sisters who are caught up in the violence of the streets.
Who said life was fair? So many times I felt I didn't care. Hard times had to overshadow, constantly clouding my vision of peace. Always had an empty freezer, empty jars to a hole in my pocket, keeping my head up, I couldn't drop it. When I make it, I'm leaving 371 projects. I remember having no electricity, they having no heat, just waiting cops as they creep. To the point of being so hungry, I couldn't sleep. I had to stay strong, even through the nights that were long. In and out the streets like ping pong. Watch me exit this game like King Kong. If I be strong, I might just hang on. In my world upside down, too right seemed to be wrong. So I started slinging cookies out the jar. Will it get better if I just keep hanging on? I used to ask myself a million questions, why?
You gotta be strong,
keep hanging on.
When you start to fall,
keep hanging on.
Never let go.
Najiwan from the Ojibwe tribe in Ontario, Canada, offers a diverse and eclectic musical style with a variety of worldly rhythms. This song, Nagamo, is from a CD entitled Brother. It was created while Mark Najiwan and his friends were sitting in a car parked close to the powwow grounds, listening to the music from the round dance. At the same time, they were also hearing the local Top 40 radio station. A mystical bag of Indian music wouldn't be complete without a healthy dose of laughter. A central characteristic of Keith Sekola's art is humor. His song Fry Bread, now considered an Indian anthem, takes something serious and adds a humorous country flavor.
He likes his cornbread bannock, tortillas, hot fanatic, peaky bread pop of his pumpernickel, oven bread, rye bread with a pickle, croissants and pastry. Tastes tasty, he doesn't seem to mind a mile-long fry bread line. Cause we're all the same inside. We need fry bread all the time. All I'm asking for, fry bread, fry bread.
Sekola's tongue-in-cheek references don't ignore the record of his people's past. He acknowledges that the history of his people is brutal. Humor is part of the healing. Robbie Robertson of Mohawk descent has led the way in the goal of encouraging mainstream acceptance of Native music. Twisted Hair from Robbie Robertson and the Red Road Ensemble identifies the essence of this beaded bag of Native music art and song. It features the wide spectrum of musical sounds offered by Indian artists, from the formal, highly trained sounds of Native opera star Bonnie Jo Hunt to nature's choir of singing crickets.
Tribal Rhythms is produced by our music director, Nico Wind, and written by Anne Morin. If you'd like to learn more about any of the artists or music featured in our programs, visit us on the web at wisdomoftheelders.org.
Ooh.
Next up, Ed Edmo shares some stories of the Columbia River Gorge, and the late Judy Trejo tells of the gift from the Creator to the Paiute people of the Great Basin that could provide food, shelter, and medicine.
And the Creator said, as long as you believe in me, I will give you this plant. From this plant, you can boil the leaves and make medicine. You can take the bark and you can weave it into clothing.
This is Wisdom of the Elders.
Wisdom of the Elders acknowledges the many First Peoples contributing to the cultural renaissance in Indian country today. Wisdom of the Elders has been produced with funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail, National Park Service, and Spirit Mountain Community Fund, Grand Ronde, Oregon.
December day, relocation, extermination.